Diversity is a key word in the realm of current American filmmaking, and that includes the lack of women directors, especially when it comes to those who make the major decisions on superhero films and other so-called blockbusters. Even as some progress is being made, it would take a huge leap for the industry to return to how advanced it was nearly a century ago. That's part of a new 28-hour collection of silent films, Pioneers, First Women Filmmakers. Its curator is Shelley Stamp, film historian at the University of California, Santa Cruz, and she is with me via Skype. Shelley, how different was filmmaking and the system in the early 20th century that made it possible for women to have such important roles?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think it is really striking, given the contemporary debates we're having right now about gender equity in the film industry. It's as if the film industry has always been a man's game. And what this set reveals is that it was not always a man's game. There was incredible opportunity for women in the early years of filmmaking. And this was the result of a whole host of things happening. First of all, film became really popular really fast in the early decades of the 20th century. It very quickly became the nation's number one commercial entertainment. So there were opportunities for people from a whole range of backgrounds to get into filmmaking. There was such a demand for product that you could get into the industry if you were a woman that had experience in the theater, or if you were a woman who had experience, let's say, writing plays. You could transition into writing for the screen and then directing, or acting on the screen and then directing your performance and the performance of others. It was relatively non-hierarchical as an industry. So that's one thing that happened. Tremendous demand for product and not a very hierarchical industry, right? Another thing that's happening is that the contributions of women to culture were valued at this point in history. You know, this is a period when women are very visible in public life, campaigning for the vote, campaigning for the legalization of contraception, campaigning for temperance. So it's a period when women are kind of emerging on the national stage in a whole bunch of ways, right? And so the film industry is part of that.
Was there a perfect storm to change that? What happened? Why did we see less and less of that as the decades went by? And now there's still that swimming against the tide sort of thing, having to work uphill.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I think, the most striking aspect of this story. What happened, essentially, is that once the industry became incredibly profitable, power started to consolidate in the hands of a few major studios that began buying up theater chains and controlling the market. And this happens in the early 20s. And when they do this, the possibilities for independent filmmaking, independent distribution, become significantly curtailed, right? So that if you are a woman or an African American who has your own production company, it gets harder to distribute your films. That's one thing that happens. The other thing that happens as a part of this consolidation of power is that the studios, in order to buy up all the theater chains and control the market, they have to borrow a lot of money. And business historian Karen Ward Mahar has, a great theory, which is that when they borrowed money, the studios also bought into a sort of larger American corporate culture at the time, which was very male-dominated, and so began to push out women in all kinds of positions, right? Women who were prominent screenwriters, women who were prominent filmmakers. And so it happens quite quickly, really, so that by the end of the 20s, there's very few female filmmakers, and critics and reviewers are starting to kind of forget about all of the hundreds of women who made films in the early years of the industry and are starting to mark the few women that remain as exceptions to the rule, right? So there's a very small window of opportunity, right? When the medium is just becoming popular and there's a tremendous demand for product and a whole bunch of women have incredible careers, but that window's pretty small.
Now, to what extent, if any, did that affect the power of women on screen? Because certainly in many positions, you need to have the backing of people behind the scenes. Did that somehow eliminate the power of actresses, even if they were well-known?
Oh, absolutely. This is a kind of a cliche, but it's absolutely true, right? Women see the world differently, and female filmmakers and female screenwriters write roles for women that are very different from the kind of roles for women that male screenwriters and male directors imagine on the whole, right? So that what we see when we have so many female filmmakers making films in the early years of the industry is that the roles for women on screen are incredibly wide-ranging, incredibly complex, and that female protagonists drive the stories of so many of these films, right? And that really starts to shift in this moment in the early 20s when female filmmakers have less power and become less prominent. The kinds of roles that we saw in the early industry, action-adventure heroines, heroines that disrupt patriarchal authority, filmmakers that take on issues like poverty, wage equity, legalizing contraception, prostitution, a lot of that really vanishes.
Yeah, I wanted to squeeze in one more question. When it comes to being the curator of a collection like this, I wonder if you have mixed feelings to any extent to say that, yes, it is tremendous to learn more about these filmmakers and to help more people learn about them. But is it also disheartening in any way to think about these sort of these why questions we keep bringing up as to, okay, it's great to bring these to an audience, but why has it taken so long?
Yes, it's a little bit disheartening, but I think I feel more overwhelming joy and pride at being able to make these films accessible to new generations now, to make them accessible, you know, with beautiful new soundtracks and beautifully restored prints. And, you know, I teach a silent cinema class every year. And so this winter, when I taught it again, I was able to use films from this collection. And it really does transform the viewing experience for my students. And I've been in theaters where these films are shown. And it's astonishing to see these films continue to have life 100 plus years later.
Shelley Stamp is a film historian and curator of the new 28-hour collection of silent films, Pioneers, First Women Filmmakers.